So you were blowing her off.
Okay.
So she called in her loan.
When she served you with a summons, you had some clue that she wanted her money. What could this be for?
Because of the breakup, that's what it's for.
Then she spread the word.
She's done some hurtful things by calling my employer, calling my ex-wife, calling my family members.
She wanted her money.
That doesn't give her the right to do what she's done.
Judge Judy. You are about to enter the courtroom of Judge Judith Scheindlin. The people are real. The cases are real. The rulings are final. This is Judge Judy. Cynthia Anderson is suing her ex-boyfriend, Tyrone Hubbard, for an unpaid loan to fix his car and for defamation of character.
Order. All rise.
Yes, yeah, case number 28 on the calendar in the matter of Anderson versus Hubbard.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Judge. Parties have been sworn in. You may be seated. Why don't you folks have a seat?
Miss Anderson, the defendant is your former boyfriend, and it is your claim that you made a loan to him. As a matter of fact, two loans. $700 loan for a car, and then another $140.
That's correct.
Pay his mother, making a grand total of $840.
That's correct.
That's the loan part of your lawsuit. The second part of your lawsuit is that after there was an unpleasant breakup, Mr. Hubbard sent some nasty emails to your employer, and you want to be compensated for the embarrassment that you suffered as a result of those communications. It is my understanding, Mr. Hubbard, that you wrote a check to Ms. Anderson for this $840. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Can I see a copy of that check?
Yes.
That was on February 17th, 2011. And what was this check for, Mr. Hubbard?
Originally, Cynthia had borrowed me some money to...
So Cynthia had loaned you money. You borrowed the money.
Okay.
She loaned it
She loaned
to
me
you.
Some money so that I could get my vehicle out. And in
yeah,
return...
she said she loaned you some money.
Okay.
One for a car, for something, and one so you could give your mother back some money.
That's not true.
Well,
I don't know where that statement's coming
from. You wrote her a check for $840.
Okay. That's correct.
And...
then in doing some work for her and helping her purchase a vehicle and saving her $2,500, she told me essentially that she wasn't going to cash the check and rip up the check.
Yeah, right. You know what? That I don't believe that, Mr. Hubbard. I want to know what work you did for her between February 15th and February 17th. I just want you to think very carefully, Mr. Hubbard. Where do you come from?
I don't understand
what
the question.
What state do you
Minnesota.
Have? Minnesota. Well, you had all the way here, the entire trip from Minnesota, to figure out what you were going to say to me. Your defense is that you did some work for her, and in addition to that, you saved her some money on a car that she bought because you're a very good negotiator. So my first question is, work. What work did you do for her? You seem stumped.
I'm not stumped at all. I helped
her
around her house.
Well, please tell me what work you did for her in the 2 days in between the time you wrote out the check and the time she forgave the loan.
The work I did around her house was installing covers for her light sockets, her light fixtures.
Just a second. Covers for her light sockets.
Yeah.
How many did you install?
Maybe 10.
And when you were putting in the light switch plates in her house, were you ever staying at her house?
I never stayed there as a resident. No, ma'am.
I didn't ask you whether you stayed there as a resident. I asked you whether you stayed there.
Yes.
And when you stayed there and you slept there, did you sleep in the same room as the plaintiff?
Yes. Sometimes.
Sometimes yes, sometimes no.
Correct.
When you purchased the car for her and you did the negotiating, was that during the sometimes yes, sometimes no? You get where I'm going, Mr. Hubbard. You don't get where I'm going.
I don't understand.
I don't care whether you get where I'm going or not. If you have a girlfriend with whom you have an intimate relationship and she's going to buy a car and she goes with you because you're a guy and car salesmen sometimes deal better with a guy than they do with a woman, that's not necessarily so in the case of all women. I happen to do reasonably well in negotiations. However, I can understand Miss Anderson wanting to rely on you, your girth, and your charisma in dealing with a car salesman and saving her some money. What I never heard is somebody wanting to get paid back for that in money. Maybe in other ways, but not in money. You owe her $840. Let's go. Hey.
It wasn't.
Go. I don't want to hear you.
These aren't my words, Your Honor. These aren't my words. These are her words.
I want to look at this check and see where it's marked insufficient funds.
Because it wasn't supposed to be cash.
I don't believe it.
These are her words, not my words.
You have them on a recording? You have them on a recording? Good. $840. You didn't do $840 worth of work.
Absolutely.
And I don't know whether you were $840 worth of pleasant to be around. So, $840, that's the money she gave you. Do you work?
Yes, ma'am.
What kind of work do you do?
Construction management.
Great. What kind of work do you do?
I'm a production artist at ad agency.
So, she works. You have children, family?
I have two boys.
Two boys. What about you?
Yes, ma'am. Three kids.
You have three children. Who supports your children?
I do.
Who do you think supports her children?
She does.
Now, I'd like to see the emails that Prince Charming sent. You just should have paid the $840, Mr. Hubbard, and not bothered.
If she told me not to, I would have.
Yeah, well.
I agree.
Well, when she served you with a summons, you had some clue that she wanted her money. You had some clue. You said, what could this be for?
Because of the breakup. That's what it's for.
And your point is?
Point is.
But point is, she changed her mind.
She came back on a gift
she
that she gifted
mind.
Me some money.
She changed her mind.
Right. How's
Mr.
that
Hubbard?
Fair? How's
How
that
is
fair?
It fair?
Yeah.
Well, it's either the money in your pocket or I'm speaking. Don't try to speak over me.
I apologize.
Great. You have three kids. She has two. She supports hers. You take care of yours. You need your car fixed. You don't have enough money to get your car fixed. Get another job.
Isn't there an obligation for if you gift somebody something, you can't take it back? There's no law against that?
Don't ask me any questions, sir. You have to pay an awful lot of money to ask me a question. So far, I don't see the color of your cash.
Judge Judy continues in a moment.
What are you laughing at?
Is this an ambush or a court case?
Get out.
Cool.
Now you know.
And later today.
Each time that my phone got turned off, it was an extra $36, and I had to do that a total of five times.
Should not have given that kind of a birthday present. Should have bought him a tie.
You're correct.
Real cases, real people. Judge Judy. Cynthia Anderson claims ex-boyfriend Tyrone Hubbard borrowed money to fix his car and has never paid it back. Cynthia also claims Tyrone slandered her in an email he sent to her job.
I don't believe you. And if initially she made a loan to you of this money, and then for some bizarre reason, while you were together, she said to you, forget about the loan. And then you broke up. And then she said, you know, I feel like a fool. I thought we were going to be together. I loaned him this money. He cried that he doesn't have any money. So I said, forget about it, because, you know, forget about it, sweetheart. You know, you put those tent plates on my light socket. And then she said, you know what? What's your first name?
Tyrone.
Tyrone, I think you ought to give me the money back that I loaned you. And you can either be a man and say, you know what? You're right. You loaned me the money. I intended to pay you back, and it didn't work out between us. Go ahead and deposit the check, or I'll give you the cash, because my bank account is low now. Or you can be a toad and say, well, you told me to forget about it, and I'm forgetting about it. Who are you?
I'm a friend of Tyrone's.
Don't look away.
I apologize, ma'am.
Perfect. Now, did you contact his employer?
My girlfriend, Grace, contacted his employer.
Well, because this says that you contacted his employer. Do you have the communication that was made by her to your employer?
I don't have a statement from my supervisor or my boss.
Well, do you have the communication? I want to see what it says. Does it say anything other than he owes you money?
No.
Shh.
No, nothing other than,
Hubbard,
it was strictly...
Was the communication to your employer after you didn't return her calls for a couple of weeks, which
That's
I gather
true,
happened.
That's not true, Your Honor. I did return her calls.
And
That's
said,
not true.
And said, what did you say when you returned her calls? She said, want my money? This is my kid's money. What did you say
to her?
You
give somebody money and then ask to take it back.
Okay, so you were blowing her off. Just
okay.
So you were blowing her
okay.
off. Now, when you were blowing her off, she went to your employer and... Other than the fact that you owed her money, did she say anything else disparaging about you to your employer?
Well, what's disparaging? What?
That you owe her money and that you're not
paying her.
That
I won't return her phone calls and that I'm a bad person and I've done this to her and I've done that to her. Yes, that's
no,
the communication.
What's done this? Just a second. Done this, done that.
The communication from my boss.
Did you have anything to do with other than money?
Yes.
What?
Tried, well, I would call it defamation of character to my boss.
All right.
saying how bad of a person I am to my boss.
Your Honor, after my girlfriend...
Any more contact with my employer will result in harassment order. I didn't go to your employer and tell them about your buying and selling drugs with your kid. Let me guess.
And I didn't.
I'm lying. Drug tests would tell the truth. You crossed the line, and I asked you not to. Stop harassing me at work during my work hours. Now, on March 21st, after you wrote the nasty email, I don't know why you people memorialize things. Don't threaten me with criminal intent in this civil matter. Anyways, I will hopefully have it taken care of soon. I assume your address will be on the papers when I get them. That way I can just mail the funds. I am really embarrassed about this and will have it taken care of as soon as I can. Tyrone, is that what you wrote?
Blow her off. Yes, that's exactly what I wrote.
Is that what you wrote?
Yes. After her third communication to my employer, I was embarrassed.
Good for you.
And
should be embarrassed.
The truth is that I didn't intend to send that email and didn't realize I even sent that email, to be honest with you. I mean that, truthfully. I wrote it in anger, but didn't intend on sending it. And when I looked in my sent box to get information to come here, it wasn't in my sent box. And that's the truth. And I mean that. But she's done some hurtful things by calling my employer, calling my ex-wife, calling my family members.
She wanted her money.
That doesn't give her the right to do what she's done.
Just a second. Let me tell you something. You're absolutely right. She should have sued you.
Right.
Gotten a judgment and then executed on the judgment with your boss. Mr. Hubbard, you are absolutely correct. What I'm telling you is you could have avoided it by not blowing her off and paid her the $840 that you borrowed. All you had to do was man up and say, didn't work out. I'm not going to take this money from you. I know you work hard. I work hard. I wouldn't like anybody to take money from me. And you would not have been standing there. You would not have been embarrassed in front of your employee. You would not have been embarrassed in front of your friend. You wouldn't have been embarrassed in front of 10 million people. You just would have paid the $840, and we wouldn't be here. What are you laughing at?
Is this an ambush or a court case?
Get out.
Ooh.
Now
sir.
You know.
Sir.
Let him go whichever he wants to go.
Whatever.
Sorry.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. And later today...
He threatened me verbally.
What did he say to you?
Direct words. He says, I know enough gay people in the state of Utah that will f*** your life over.
Real cases. Real people. Judge Judy. Cynthia Anderson claims ex-boyfriend Tyrone Hubbard borrowed money to fix his car and has never paid it back. Cynthia also claims Tyrone slandered her in an email he sent to her job.
Okay, that's all I'm saying to you.
Sorry.
Could have been avoided the whole thing by just saying, I'm going to give you back the money you gave me. You gave it to me in good faith. The reason you gave it to me is because you loved me at that moment. That's the reason you gave it to me. You thought we were going to have a future together. You helped me. It didn't work out between us. I'm going to get, what's your first name?
Cynthia.
I'm going to get it back to you, Cynthia. And then we wouldn't be here. You took the wrong stand, Mr. Hubbard. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $840. That's all.
Why does that excuse me? Step out.
I'm very happy. All I ever wanted was my son's money back.
Borrowed the money from her and she gifted it to me after the fact.
Tyrone promised me within a few days it would be paid back.
I mean, you don't give somebody something and take it away.
What kind of man asks a single mom for money? I will never do that again.
Would have been easier just to give her the money, I guess.
And now the next case.
All parties in the matter, Swenson versus Davis. Step forward.
26-year-old Christopher Swenson is suing his ex-boyfriend, 19-year-old Joshua Davis, for unpaid cell phone charges and for harassment.
Mr. Swenson, you and the defendant were roommates, and I believe that there was a brief period of time when you dated before you became roommates. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
It is your claim that Mr. Davis owes you a certain amount of money for a cell phone bill.
Yes, ma'am.
Mr. Davis says that he covered your rent for a portion of the month when you were unable to do that, and there was a sort of a quid pro quo for the phone bill. Is that correct, Mr. Davis?
Correct, ma'am.
Okay, so, fast.
Okay, so for Christmas, he wanted an iPhone. I agreed to buy him an iPhone for Christmas. We agreed that I would buy him the phone, and then we would split the bill. He would pay his portion, and then I would pay my portion.
What do you mean, split the bill?
We were on my plan.
Ridiculous as it happens. I mean, it's the dumbest thing to do for people will, you know, have a short history together to agree in perpetuity to split a cell phone bill when the chances are 6 months from now you won't be together or won't like each other. Not a smart thing to do, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Bill was about $199, so with after taxes, $220. So we agreed that he would pay $110 and then I would pay $110.
You mean each month?
Correct.
Go ahead.
The first month went by, I did not receive anything, so I paid part of his portion, and I made arrangements with the cell phone company that I would actually make payments throughout the month.
Now, at the time, you were still a couple?
Yep, we were still a couple.
So that was January. Did you have a job in January?
I did not. The whole
time. Did you pay your rent in January?
I don't believe so.
Who paid your portion of the rent in January?
I believe he paid the portion for January because I told him if he paid the rent in January, then I would pay his portion of the
phone bill.
Correct.
How much was your rent?
$238.
That was your share?
Yes, ma'am.
So you paid his portion of the bill in January because that was your agreement?
Correct.
And also in February?
No, because it was December that I moved in with him, and then it was January, and then I moved out in February.
So you owed him rent for January and February?
I did pay one. I do have statements for a month of rent of $238. I have the
Which
money
month?
Order. It was for the last month that I was there.
Okay. So far all you owe him is $238. And he didn't pay his phone bill for how many months?
Three.
So that would be $330.
Yes, ma'am.
Is that correct, sir? So we have to do something like deducting $238 from $330, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Everybody's so affable. So far, that's $92. Now you're suing him for $2,000.
Correct.
Could you explain that to me?
Yes, ma'am. On the charges with the AT&T bill that I go through, it also shows on there for $150 of an activation fee and a $305 for a cancellation fee. Then I also, each time that my phone got turned off and I had to reactivate it, it was an extra $36, and I had to do that a total of five times.
Should not have given that kind of a birthday present. Should have bought him a tie.
You're correct.
Judge Judy continues in a moment. Real cases, real people. Judge Judy.
Now, you had no contract with him with regard to termination fee, your phone being turned off, your phone being turned on. You had no contract with him. He said, you know, crazy about you, you want an iPhone for your birthday, I'll get you an iPhone. You pay your half, I'll pay my half, and we'll be on my plan.
Yes, ma'am.
What do you want from courts?
Well, also, there was, I have police reports of harassment and threats. The defendant and I actually sat down and we talked as adults, and he threatened me verbally.
What did he say to you?
Direct words, he says, I know enough gay people in the state of Utah that will f*** your life over.
What else?
I have text messages from the roommates, the lesbians, and then the defendant.
Don't tell me about them, I'm not interested in them. Just from him.
Other than that, from the threats and the harassment.
No, just a second. I asked you what he said. You told me what he said.
Yes, ma'am.
You have any text messages from him?
I do have a few.
And if you just bring up his text messages that you deem to be threats.
He did not text that threat, but that was a verbal threat that he did.
Which threat?
Where he said that he knew people.
Yeah, I heard that.
Okay.
Would you please tell me what you think here is a threat?
In the text messages, it's not so much of a threat as it was harassment. I had to change my phone number.
He owes you $92, Mr. Swenson. You want to say anything?
No, Your Honor.
Is that fair? He owed you $238 for the money that you paid towards his rent for the month of January. Three phone payments you didn't make, $110 each is $330. My math is not perfect, but $92 is what the computer says is the difference. Is that reasonable?
Correct, Your Honor.
Am I a reasonable person?
Yes.
Oh, this is so reasonable. Judgment for the plaintiff in the amount of $92. That's all. Thank you.
Please excuse, you may step out. Judge Judy continues in a moment. And on the next Judge Judy.
He actually put the lesbians before me.
He lived in the house with us. I don't know how I could be around them more than him.
So I was never really in the picture.
I mean, we had our fights, we had our spiffs, every relationship does.
I kind of felt like he was more all about them, and I was like, well,
but Nothing really.
Is he really who he is, or is he messing around with the girls too?